The only reason we are here is because of who God is, not because of who we are, not because of what we can do, not because we have trust in anything else, but because of who God is. He is complete. He is entire. All power belongs to Him. The only reason we come is because of who You are, O God, that You are more than enough, O Lord, that You remain the same and You never change. Thank You, Jesus, because You are a faithful God. Thank You, Jesus, because You are forever true. Thank You, Jesus, because You are yea and amen. My Lord and my God, as we enter into the Holy of Holies to hear from You this morning, O Lord, I pray that our lives will never be the same again, O God. Let every heart that is troubled find rest today in Jesus' name. I say, let every heart that is troubled find rest today in Jesus' name. Let the directionless life begin to receive direction right now in Jesus' name. Father, we bless You. We give You praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, by the special grace of God, we are going to be talking about let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Praise God. Uh-huh. If the hearts of the people who come to church is troubled, what will happen to those who don't know God? God is telling somebody this morning, He said, let not your heart be troubled. And every area of your life that is a potential spot for trouble. Because you are hearing the word of God concerning that situation right now, peace will reign in Jesus' name. I say, peace will reign in your life in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 14, verse 1. John 14, verse 1. That's where we're going to read. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. That was Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. By the special grace of God, I'm going to bring the word of God to you, this particular word of God to you, in a very different dimension. And I want to believe that the reason why God wants me to share His word with you that way is because He intends to do something in the life of people in this church and in this church. He said, let not your heart be troubled. What a very definite word. What a very clear instruction. In fact, it's almost a commandment that you should not let your heart be troubled. And the only reason why your heart should not be troubled is because you have to believe in God. The song that the choir sang this morning is just too appropriate. Say, because of who You are, I give You glory. Because of who You are, I give You praise. And the only reason why your heart will not be troubled is because of who God is. It's not because of anything else. It's not because of the provision You have made. It is not because of the investment you have. It is not because of your ability to plan. It is not because of the strength that you have. It is not because of the connection that you carry with you. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. And everyone that is believing God for something this morning, the Lord will show Himself to you in Jesus' name. I said, the Lord will show Himself strong on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. I can assure you that everyone and every matter is in the grand plan of God. Everyone and every matter is in the grand plan of God. And sometimes we wonder why things are the way they are. I'd like us to open our Bibles to the book of 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 8. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 8. Yet God is saying to us, let not your heart be troubled, and the situation you are going through does not resemble anything that you give your heart peace. Thank God that we have the word of God. Thank God because we come to church like this. Thank God because we hear what, you know, what God has to say. And sometimes I just wonder how some people will live their lives without the word of God. How some people live their life without somebody saying something, you know, as concerning the mind of God to them. I keep telling my children, I say, look, it's not in every home that children will wake up and have somebody pray over them and have somebody say something positive, something good about them. It's not every day. How many people have seen in my practice who will tell you how much, you know, how much the words of their parents have impacted them because they've been told that they cannot amount to anything, that they cannot do well, that they cannot prosper, they cannot, you know. And I know many parents. I know a particular woman who said she never bonded with her child because that child caused her so much pain. And that had a flow-on effect in terms of her relationship with that child as that child was growing up. And so they were never able to see eye to eye. Everyone in the house this morning, who as a result of that kind of friction has set in motion negative impact on your child by the reason of the word of God. This morning it is broken in Jesus' name. Yeah. Jabesh was like that because of the pain that she caused her mom. He was given a name that was meant to set his destiny. Every destiny that is set on the wrong course is redirected in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 8. And he said, which way shall we go up? And he answered, the way through the wilderness of Edom. I don't know how many of us are aware of this story here. It was the story of the king of Israel and Judah when they had to go to war. And when one of the kings inquired and said, by which way shall we go up? And he said, by the way of the wilderness. A lot of times we have to go up by the way of the wilderness in life. Yet the word of God says, let not your heart be troubled. Somebody said, the reason that God makes us to go through the way of the wilderness is because of what he wants to do in our lives. Because the way of the wilderness is the journey of separation. Did somebody hear that? When you go through the way of the wilderness, that is when the boys are separated from the men. I'm telling you, if the journey of the children of Israel had taken 40 days that it was meant to take, maybe all of them would have made it to the promised land. The reason some people never made it to the promised land was because they had to go the way of the wilderness. Am I right? And many fell. Only two people made it to the promised land because they went through the way of the wilderness. And life is full of the way of the wilderness. And only those who will hold on to God will make it through. It's the journey of separation That is when people are separated. The things of God takes you through the wilderness. Sometimes it shakes you up. It wants to know the kind of things you are made of. That's why in Deuteronomy, God was talking about the children of Israel. He said, I took you through this. I made you go hungry. I made you to go this so that you would depend upon me, so I can test you and prove you and know what kind of stuff you are made up of. Yet Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. When we learn to recognize the hand of God upon our lives will become a different thing. I've said this over and over again, and I will say it again. Until the day you start to see yourself as having a personal relationship with God, and that what you are doing for God is what He intends for you to do, not what He intends for the group to do, you can never, never amount to anything in the kingdom of God. Until you see serving God as a personal responsibility, irrespective of what is going on around you, not looking unto any other person, but taking that responsibility to be faithful to Him and to seek His face, you will be like any other person. The Lord will distinguish you in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will distinguish you in Jesus' name. That's why He takes people through the way of the wilderness. That is when He separates people. T.D. Jakes put it this way. He said, the way of the wilderness is the killing field. Is that right? The way of the wilderness, the killing field. How many faith giants have died in the way of the wilderness? How many great men and women of God that God had a purpose for their lives? But the experience of the wilderness is what unmade them. Your wilderness experience will not unmake you in Jesus' name. It does. Whatever you are going through right now, one day God will bring everything to a close. He will bring something to. He will bring that thing in your life to an end. I keep saying it. I said, when I'm going through something, if I've done what I'm not supposed to do, how will I look at myself after that thing is over? Because the pain of now is nothing compared to the glory that God has in stock for you. Did somebody hear that? I said the pain of now is nothing compared to the glory that God has in stock for you. And it does not matter who you are. It does not matter. And that is why, look, one of the lessons from this is this. As children of God, I will just take us aside. As children of God, because everyone will have a wilderness experience, God is sending you as a solution to their problem. There is a tendency for us to look around, and everyone is looking beautiful and radiant and so happy. Okay, let me digress a bit before I continue with that. You see, when my daughter came out, she gave her testimony and she said, you know, I'm 18. Praise the Lord. But when Sister Mercy came out, she said, I thank God for my birthday. She never told us her age. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, as women grow older, they become silent about their age. Praise God. We are talking about the way of the wilderness as the place of separation, and that everyone will go through the, you know, the period of wilderness. So when things are looking perfect about somebody, and you are wondering whether they still need Jesus Christ, it's possible we go around town, everybody is made up. They put foundation, they put first layer, second layer, third layer, fifth layer, tenth layer, and everything is looking wonderful, and you think there's a mask before you. below that mask, there is something burning. Somebody is undergoing the wilderness experience and they need you to speak the word of God to them. Look at Acts chapter 16, verse 14 to 15. Acts 16, 14 to 15. Let not your heart be troubled. I've given you for yourself. I'm sending you to someone. Because God is sending you to someone. Praise the Lord. Acts 16, 14 to 15. Is somebody there? Can you read, please? Mm-hmm. 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 Praise the Lord. Somebody said, what was read to us? They said there was a woman called Lydia. She was a trader in what? Eh? In what? In what? Seller of purple. Praise the Lord. What does purple signify? Royalty. So she was not just an ordinary trader. She specialized in selling royal things. She was a merchant. Another version says she was a merchant. And the Bible said, when the apostles came to him, it said, God opened, it touched her heart. God opened her heart. And she said, and when she was baptized along with her household, she earnestly entreated us, saying, if in your opinion, I am one really convinced that Jesus is the Messiah and the author of salvation, and that I will be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. And she induced us to do it. In other words, there are people who are waiting for you. It doesn't matter who, how well placed somebody is before God. They are human beings and God cares for their soul. Irrespective of the situation of that person, remember that wilderness experience does not know who is rich, who is poor, who is connected, or who is mighty. Remember, somebody said, let's put it this way. Somebody said, I will quote somebody, says, pain doesn't just push a broom, it drives a Porsche. Remember that the next time you are tempted to worship success, accomplishment, wealth, and influence, remember that anytime you are tempted to worship, pain goes through everyone, and they need Jesus Christ. You need to be leading the light in telling people about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Just like you will experience have a wilderness experience, so somebody is going through a wilderness experience. Say, let not your heart be troubled. So it's not only those who sweep the floor, those who drive Porsche also feel the pain. Let not your heart be troubled. Because the word and the will of God will be done. The first one is that everyone and every matter is in the grand plan of God. The second one is that the word and the will of God will be done. So let not your heart be troubled. Have you found the word of God that expresses what your desire is? Have you found the word of God that encapsulates where you want your future to be? This is not a time for complacency. This is actually a time for us to redouble our efforts. If you have found such a word in the Bible, let me tell you something. Your life is going to mirror that word if you are going to hold on to it. Remember that the word and the will of God will still be done. So let not your heart be troubled. In Isaiah chapter 55, Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11, God himself, in defending his word, or in giving us an idea of what his word is like, speaks And he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. He said, let's start from verse 10. He said, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. In other words, the word of God that comes to your life as you are hearing it now has that ability to bring something out of your life that nothing else can do or nothing else can bring out of your life, the way the word of God will bring it out of your life. In other words, the word of God is your gateway to fruitfulness. The word of God is the master key to your prosperity. The word of God is your key to good health. He said, even as my word, as the rain comes down to the ground and never goes up. Look, the best that the rainfall can do is the when it hits the ground, it bounces up, but it goes down. He said, as definite as that is, so my word is definitely going to produce results in your life. So if you find the word of God that expresses something about what you want your future to be like, why don't you hold on to the word today? He that goeth forth out of my mouth, he shall not return unto me void. It will not come back empty. But he shall accomplish that which I please, and he shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. This word will be true. Is true today. It will be true tomorrow. It will be true next year. It will be true for years to come. The word of God is never barren. It's always fruitful because it is alive. Your life is terminated from today in Jesus' name. I say every unfruitfulness in your life is terminated from today in Jesus' mighty name. All that we need to do, and I keep asking many times, I say, why is the word not coming through in the life of children of God? Why is the word not coming through? Let's look at Isaiah 43 verse 26. He says, put me in remembrance, let us play together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Say to your neighbor, he said, declare. He said, declare. Declare. Not in line with the word of God. Immediately you hear people say, I reject it. These days we are no longer like that anymore. We just take it in our strides. But the Bible says, say, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. In us into is a life of declaration. If we are not willing to declare, we are not going to have. We will only have those things that we will declare, because Jesus said, whatever you say and you believe is what you will have. So it's a life of faith that declares. We don't believe to be silent. You know what I mean? When I say don't be silent means, I mean, what I'm referring to here is that we are going to declare our faith. We are going to declare what we want the counsel of God to be in our lives. Some people will say, oh, it's a matter, you see, it's a personal thing, it's a thing. I keep telling us, it's one of the devices of the enemy to shut the mouth of the children of God. Because the word is empowered when it comes out of somebody's mouth. And the devil knows that as long as the word is on the pages of the Bible and nobody speaks it, what happens? My mom will always put her Bible under her pillow. The word will just be silent there. It's only the prayer that she says that is active. No, I'm telling you, she sleeps with the Bible under her pillow every day. You may decide to sleep with the Bible under your pillow, that word will not be active until you start to make pronouncements. He said, declare, declare. And these days, when you see a child of God that is declaring, you hear another child of God who say, let's face reality, Jerry. You will have to choose what is reality in your life. To some people, the word of God is the reality of their lives. To you, the circumstance around you may be your reality. But one thing I can tell you is this. When I speak the word of God long enough, the reality of life will change to the reality of God in my life. Praise the Lord. In other words, the reality in the word of God has the ability to recreate the reality of what you can see. He said, declare thou. He says, speak in faith. As you declare, the Lord will answer you in Jesus' name. I say, as you declare, the Lord will answer you in Jesus' name. You know, something I've discovered is this. And that's something that God has been waking me up to in the last, you know, couple of weeks. And I think I told my wife, not everyone, particularly when it comes to the things of God, not everyone have somewhere they are going. Honestly, not everyone. I keep telling us, I say people come to church for different reasons. I still said it this morning. A lot of people, you see, churches are full because a lot of people know that when they go there, that's where they get business connection. They know that when they go there, the kind of wares they sell, that people will come and buy. Some people will go there because they know that if they are looking for a job, they know they will help them in the church. But the reason we go to church is for, is the song we had this morning. He said, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I worship you. Because of who you are, not because of anything else. Let not your heart be troubled, because the word and the will of God will be done. That should give us joy. Thirdly, let not your heart be troubled, because the promises and the covenants of God are with them that love God. Let not your heart be troubled, because the promises and covenants of God are with them that love God. Do you love Him? And it looks like you are not getting results yet in your life. Let not your heart be troubled, because His promises and covenants are with them that love Him. Psalm 25 verse 10. Psalm 25 verse 10. He says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto which people? All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimony. It's not unto everybody. It's unto those that keep His commandment, His covenant, and His testimony. It's unto them. Mercy and truth. It's a mercy. It is for them. Those who fear the Lord, those who tremble at the word of God, the mercy of the Lord is with them. The mercy of the Lord is with you today in Jesus' name. Because God is able to keep His promises. The Bible says perfect love cast out fear. And I said, okay. So the reason we fear is because we do not have perfect love for God. Did somebody hear that? A lot of times the reason we fear is because we don't have perfect love for God. When we have perfect love for God and we just trust Him, we hold on to Him, many of the things we fear in our lives, they will really be nothing to us. One of the memories that keep playing in my head, as to what it is like to trust was what I saw on the September September 11th, 2001, when the Twin Towers caught fire. I don't know how many of us will remember that particular image. And I told people that this is what the children of God should be like. If you remember that day very well, when the second one caught fire, you will remember that there was a man that leaped up from about the 100th floor. When that fire came, and the man realized that the place was in fire. I told some people, and I said, this guy probably believes so much in America that there will be provision for him. He just jumped out of the window. Do you remember? How many of us saw it? If you look, go and check the image. Anytime you watch it, look at that man who came from about the 100th floor. He just jumped out of the window. And I believe he trusted the government that something will be provided, that they were going to rescue him. That is system. How much are we ready to jump into the hand of the Almighty God, believing that he's going to deliver us? The covenant, the promises and covenant of God are with them that love God. When you love him, jump into his hand. Because perfect love casts out fear. If we love him well, we will entrust our soul to him. He will keep you in Jesus' name. Let not your heart be troubled, because nothing escapes his attention. Sometimes when I read the Bible, I like to look for some, you know, there are some verses that I read that excites me. Look at Psalm 34 verse 20. I will tell you why that place excites me. And I just realized that the life of Jesus was lived according to the word. Everything about him was as was written of him before he came. And let me tell you, friends, that your life can be as it has been written in the Bible also. Because when you trust him and you don't allow your heart to be troubled and you rest upon his words, he will make sure that your life fits in perfectly with what he has said concerning you. Psalm 34 verse 20, he says he kept all his bones. Not one of them is broken. You remember the story of how Jesus was crucified? You know, I've taught us the mechanism of death on the cross before. I've told us, you know, when you are crucified, it's like this. And you rely on your muscles in order to be able to breathe. And when it was taking long, what did the people do? They will go and break their bones so that you are no longer able to rest and breathe. So when they got to Jesus, what did they find? They found he was gone. And what happened? They did not break his bone. And so this word was fulfilled. So also, and I'm telling you, when we choose to love the Lord, the word of God will be fulfilled in your life to the, you know, even to the minutest details. And so shall your life be in Jesus' name. No wonder Jesus, when he was going, he said, the Son of Man, go ahead. That was written of him. So in everything was as was written. And I'm telling you, you see, I keep wondering, I keep telling people, I said, when Jesus came and picked the book of Isaiah and said to the people, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach this into the captive. And I said, look, do you know how many people have read that word before Jesus was born? It meant nothing until Jesus took it. Let me tell you something. There are many words in the Bible that will mean nothing until you take it and get a revelation of it for your life. And that day, that word will change who you are and change everything about you. And that will be your testimony in Jesus' name. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. The reason why your heart should not be troubled, number five, is that God has not changed. Let not your heart be troubled, because God has not changed. He has not changed in his size. He has not changed in his power. He has not changed in his holiness. He has not changed in his authority. He has not changed in his plan. Jesus the same yesterday and today and forever. What he did in those days, he can still do again. So in other words, I remember when Pastor Adebuye Mrs. came up and said, some people in the house fellowship said that those people in the Old Testament, because maybe their life was not as complicated as this, as the life we live now. And here I am this morning telling you that God has not changed. Why are we not getting the results that the people of old were getting? What is different? Why are we not getting the same result that those people were getting in their days? Why they will make pronouncements and things will come, will just happen like that? Why are we not getting the same result? Yet, I'm telling you that God has not changed. I want you to open your Bible to Psalm 34. Verse 5. What does it say? Psalm 34, verse 5. It said, they look unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Praise the Lord. Very simple. He said, they look unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Somebody was saying, he said, one day God spoke to him. A servant of God said, God spoke to him concerning this verse. And God said to him, look up. He looked up. God said, look down. He looked down. God now said to him, look up and down at the same time. He said he couldn't do it. Praise the Lord. He said, look up and down at the same time. In other words, we are either looking up to God or we are looking down. You can be looking at yourself, that's looking down. You can be looking at people. You can be looking at connections. You can be looking at your abilities, your planning, everything. You are looking down. He said, but when they look unto him, they were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. The reason we don't see the miracles of those days is because we choose not to look unto God. Instead of looking up, we look down. And those of us who are at the prayer meeting on Friday, as we were praying, I shared something with us. Because this was the verse that connected with this next verse that I want to share with you. And I realize why it will be so difficult. Look, except we make up our mind, why it will be so difficult for us to serve God and serve him well. I know some people will take me up on this. We're in the same boat. I told someone, I said, look, to be a pastor does not make you a boss. Because we are all in the same boat. Praise the Lord. So when I say pay your tithe, I'm telling myself pay your tithe too. Praise the Lord. When I say do good, I'm telling myself do good also. Amen? Because if I don't do what I ask you to do, there will be no reward for me. There's no reward for telling someone to do it, but there's a reward for doing it. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I drifted a bit. Let's go back. I said the reason why those people had results was because they chose to look up and not look down. And I said that connected with another verse in the Bible for me. Let's open our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7. Many of us will not like what I'm going to say next. You definitely will not like it, but I will say it. Somebody said, I'm not sent by people, I'm sent to people. Praise the Lord. I'm sent to you. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, he is sent to you. Say, he is sent to you. I'm not sent by people, I'm sent to you. And you will hear it. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 22 verse 7. Look at how it connects with Psalm 34 verse 5. What does it say? Can we read? The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, who is your master? The Bible says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Who is your master? Who is your master? Jesus. Who is your master? Bankwest. Westpac. Commonwealth. National Australia Bank. That is why we can't look up to God. Because that's your master. I'm in the same boat. That's why it's difficult to have time for God. Because the borrower is always a servant to the lender. That's why some of us, we have not worked 24 hours yet. Some of us, we even work 36 hours. Particularly as your mouth starts to enlarge and there's no constraint, there's no self-regulation, you will work your heart out. The borrower is always a servant to the lender. And when they say, let's worship God, you will have no time. There will be excuses and excuses and excuses because you are a borrower who is serving your lender. God will deliver us in Jesus' name. The Bible says, anyone that does righteousness is righteous, irrespective of age, dispensation, or the dispensation we are living in. Let's look at Daniel chapter 6, verse 22. That's why we can't look up. Now you know why you can't look up. Why you always look down. That's why we play with the word of God, because the borrower is our master. When somebody talks about the word of God, we just make nonsense of it. What's the pastor saying? Who is he? After all, we all have the same thing. We do this. We no longer value the word of God because we have a master who is our lender. Until we reorientate our priorities. I'm not saying don't take loan. That's why, first of all, I told you I probably have taken more loan than most people here. Praise the Lord. Daniel 6:22. If you get there, please, can you just read Daniel 6:22? Say, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Praise the Lord. Remember, we are talking about let not your heart be troubled. And we say because God has not changed. And Daniel said, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouths, that they have not hurt me for as much as before him. Innocency was found in me. In other words, if you are going to keep your way with the Lord and the Lord finds you innocent and pure before him, who is man, who is the son of man that you see this morning and he withers like grass. In the evening, he's no more. As long as the Lord finds you innocent, you are on to a good ride in Jesus' name. I say you are on to a good ride and glorious ride in Jesus' name. Let not your heart be troubled. Because he wants and he will reward your intimacy and your faithfulness with him. And I tell people, the reason you are blessed is because God wants you to be a blessing to the kingdom. And he will reward you for it. Let not your heart be troubled. Are you in a situation right now that sounds like it's defiled your prayers? Remember that wilderness is for separating. Wilderness is the killing field. There are a lot of potential giants in the kingdom who never made it because they didn't make it through the wilderness. You will make it in Jesus' name. I say that particular situation in your life will become a testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Your going through your wilderness will refine you. It will not destroy you in Jesus' name. And after our faith has been tried, it said it will come out as gold. The value of it is unquantifiable. Can we just rise on our feet? Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Why don't you just speak to the Lord? I don't know what you are going through. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Why don't you just speak to the Lord? Because he is the Lord and his master. He is the King of glory. I told you, I don't have enough word to describe him. I apologize to him because I don't have that vocabulary to describe how wonderful, how wonderful, how glorious, how great is our God. Just sing, how great is our God. I don't even know how to say it. He's so great, he's so mad, he's so wonderful, he's so glorious, he's so beautiful, he's so perfect. All dominion belongs to him, all power belongs to him. And he said to me, let not your heart be troubled. You are in the house this afternoon. Say to your heart, say, let be not troubled, my heart. Be not troubled. Be not disquieted within me, oh my soul. Be not troubled. Be not disquieted within me, oh my soul. Be not troubled. Be not disquieted within me, oh my soul. Because the Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Be not be disquieted within me, oh my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Leshe katorobo sunda. Riba kata saka longo robo sende lebibo ko soto robo sanda. Thank you, Jesus. Rabonga nika robo tinga shata niko robo sanda. Oh, let not my heart be troubled, because Jesus says so. He has said so. Be not disquieted within me. You are in the house. You are sick, physically sick. You are in the house. An aspect of your life, you don't have to tell me, it's not going well right now. And I mean, when I'm not talking about little things, I can't pay my bill, I'm not talking about that. Something serious, major is happening. And you want God to touch you. Can you just lift up your hand to the Almighty God? Please just close your eyes right now. Just close your eyes. Everyone close your eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes. Kato soto lashanda. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lift up that hand. Lift that, your hand above your head. There's no time for play. It's about him. Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be your name, oh God.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Kato sotali shata rabunga liko soto. Oh, begin to ask God now. I say, Father, bring peace to that area of my life. Ask God to bring peace to that area of your life. And I'm going to pray for you right now. Le sheka toribo konda. Lenga poko sotorebo kosanda. Ni kariba katsondereba. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because your word is power. Your word is life. Your word has creative ability. Let every dead tissue that needs to be alive receive the breath of the Almighty God right now in Jesus' name. Let every aberrant growth in your body be killed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That troubled spot in the life of your daughter, your son, Kalishete Karobo Soto, Nangalibo Shata Kiriba Karobo Soto. Right now, receive peace. I say, receive peace. Receive peace. Receive peace. Receive the breath of life in Jesus' name. Let not your heart be troubled. If you already put your hand down, go up, put it down. Now you are in the house. You know that definitely you are a servant to something else but God, that will not allow you to serve Him. All eyes closed, please. And I'm making no exception. All eyes closed. Heads bow. Lift up your hand to the Almighty God right now. Praise God. Praise God. You're a servant to something that will not allow you to serve God the way you want. All eyes closed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. You are breaking forth right now in Jesus' name. You are released in Jesus' name. You are set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them loose in Jesus' name. Let her loose in Jesus' name. Let the Son of God loose in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Rikalo shata. Ongabo kasakale shata. Ripo kali shato. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Receive your freedom. Receive your liberty. Blessed be God. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are good. Ah, Lord. Can everyone in the church just lift up your head? Your hands above your head, everyone. Your two hands above your head, please. Everyone in the church, don't lift up your hands above your head. Lift up your hand above your head right now. Don't lift up your hands above your head. Thank you, Jesus. Creating me a clean heart, oh Lord. And renew the right spirit within me. Please let all music stop, please. Let all music stop. Everyone, just lift up your hands to the Almighty God. Let music stop. Let's take that song. Creating me a clean heart, oh Lord. And renew the right spirit within me. Creating me a clean heart, oh Lord. And renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, oh Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew the right spirit within me. Why don't you just speak to the Lord? Say, Father, renew the right spirit within me now. That spirit of victory, the spirit of breakthrough, the spirit of excellence, renew it within me right now in Jesus' name. Create in me that clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me. Make me a valuable member of the kingdom. Make me a dependable member of the kingdom. Make me a dependable member of the kingdom. Make me a worthy member of your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Creating me, O God. Creating me, O God. That clean heart, O God. Oh, that seeks perfection before you. That seeks perfection before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I worship you. And I give you praise. And I give you glory for the miracles that follows. That for the miracles of my life. Thank you, Lord. I just give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you because of your word. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Every troubled heart in the house, receive the joy of the Lord. Receive the peace of the Lord. Amen. Every troubled house in the hearts in the house, receive the justification of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Mercy is above justice. Receive the mercy of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' glorious, mighty, and wonderful name we pray. Amen. Can we share the grace in fellowship?